All right, we're back on with the fellas at Woodland Firearms in Berga. This time we're chatting with Scott. How you doing, bud?
Oh, doing real good up here.
Well, we got fall in full swing now. We just talked birds and bear check numbers with Jason, and I want to continue with you now.
Sounds good.
So I want to get pumped up for archery deer season here, October 1st. Things are a little different this year. You're allowed to take a doe with your bow if you so choose. And I'm wondering what you're hearing from the hunters coming in there, getting their bows tuned up, what kind of products you got this year that are jumping off the shelves, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, we're hearing pretty good results. You know, people are still saying, oh, we're seeing small bucks. But, you know, like the last few years, we've had great retention rate on the deer. They've made it through the winters and good fawn drops. And so there should be a lot of bucks out there. And if you can be patient, I think you'll see some good sized ones. And that's what we're hearing, that they came through pretty healthy. You know, when they get a good mild winter and a good spring, then they put on rack rather than just trying to stay alive. So that's what we're hoping for. And the guys are coming in, and, you know, we're getting our arrows in. It's hard to find stuff, but we are getting arrows in, getting bows outfitted, tuned up. Jason does a great job on tuning up bows. And, this year the report is that acorns, I know the bears hunters talked about too, that the acorns dropped early. And there was a lot of them. They're smaller sometimes, but there's a lot of acorns. They dropped early, so the deer are feeding in those oak ridges. And now, especially with the grass kind of drying up a little bit, the browse getting a little more less desirable, I guess. They are hitting that acorns and starting to come into some of the green wet areas, the field edges, and hitting the bait pile. So, and people are getting kind of excited about this fall.
Well, we heard the same thing about acorns pretty much everywhere in the central UP. Haven't heard a lot from the east. I heard the west is really good. But I do want to talk to you about the fishing now. If we could switch over to the rivers especially, man. I heard that rain just brought in a lot of fresh fish.
Yeah, you know, that improved the flow so much. We had some good water coming in, and a lot of rain for those 2 or 3 days. It's still raining. It rained this morning here, and it's just keeping the flow high, and the fish have finally gotten turned on. You know, they were coming in and out of the bay, and now they're kind of coming into staying. I haven't seen too many boats out this morning, but they should be in shallow. We should be able to pick up the nice mixed bag, you know, with even flake, rainbows, browns. I haven't heard a whole lot on the salmon yet, but the coho numbers seem to be down, but I'm not sure about that. So.
Well, I appreciate the insight on that. I'm sure that the river mouth fishermen are just having a blast there too, especially off the falls. So we'll be back in touch with you guys next week. We'll be in pretty much full swing then with bow season going on, and I appreciate the intel today.
Well, look forward to talking to you again, but hope guys get out there and enjoy it. We got everything going right now except for snowmobiling, so this is the time of year we all live up here for. So
yeah, no snowmobiling talk for a while. Come on now.
Yeah.
Jason and Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berga, and this is The Outdoor Show.